Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to Off the Menu. I'm Lisa Endicott, president of Endicott PR. On today's episode, I'll be visiting with global chef and restaurateur Richard Sandoval of Toro Toro Pan Latin Steakhouse in Fort Worth at the Worthington Renaissance Hotel.
We are excited for the first time ever that Toro Toro Pan Latin Steakhouse in Fort Worth is joining us for DFW Restaurant Week, and it's the 25th anniversary year. And joining me this morning is chef and founder of Toro Toro, Chef Richard Sandoval. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for joining us as we take a look back at, can you believe the last 25 years? It's been a minute. But really want our listeners to know, how did you get your start in this industry?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Mexico. I spent a lot of time at my grandmother's house. So as a young child, I think, someone up there was preparing me for my, for my future life in the culinary world. So my grandmother was an avid cook. She loved to, cook and entertain at her home. And then also my father had a restaurant in Acapulco. So I really grew around that business. I really wanted to be a professional tennis player. But after some time in, competing professionally, I knew I had to either go teach tennis or find, another career. And that's when I decided to enroll at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park. So I went to culinary school. Then went back to Mexico, worked for my father for a few years, and then, moved to New York and started my, my own restaurant company. That was about, 30 years ago.
So Toro Toro is just one of your most fun, but it wasn't your first restaurant. Can you take us through kind of what led to the creation of Toro Toro?
Well, it's a funny story. So, I had already opened a restaurant in Dubai, and my partners, was the chairman of Emirates Airlines. And so on one of their, flights from Dubai to São Paulo, he was on that flight and stayed in São Paulo for a couple of days and, went to a couple churrascarias or, what we know better as Brazilian steakhouses. And, he came back loving that concept and asked me if I could create, something, similar to a churrascaria for one of his, hotels in Dubai. And so that's how I came up with, Toro Toro. The cool thing about Toro Toro was that when I came up with it, I wanted to do, Pan Latin Steakhouse with a churrascaria concept where, typically you have a buffet and you go in and you serve yourself. And then you have pasadores, which are the, the gentlemen, with swords, with meat on them. And they're, nonstop going by your table, cutting meat on your plate. So, we wanted to be a little more modern. So we took away the, the buffet, but we created the, a menu with a lot of shareables. So the whole idea was to have a social experience. People would come in, order a lot of different, appetizers, share them. And then you could have the option of having, you know, the pasador experience or the churrasco experience, or you could just order, you know, an entree. So again, I wanted this to be representative of a churrascaria, but I also wanted to have something that was, you know, women friendly, because we all know, you know, steakhouse tend to be heavy and, you know, a lot of, you know, bold wines and, you know, big proteins. And I wanted to, you know, deviate a little bit from that, still having a steakhouse, but, you know, have a little twist on it.
That's great. Well, you're in the right place. Fort Worth is a big steak town, and I know you come here a lot. So share with us, what have been some of your impressions when you've been in Fort Worth and just the diners here?
I mean, I think it's a great crowd. I think it's obviously Fort Worth's been around for a long time. So, you know, it's people that have been in the city for a long time. I mean, they know what they like. I like that I've seen there's a lot of local chefs, a lot of local talent, and, you know, people, you know, tend to follow that. We also know, you know, Texas is a meat town, having had restaurants in, you know, in Austin and Houston. So and also being very close to the Mexican border, you know, there's a big Latin influence. So I think if you look at all those elements, you know, I think, you know, the people from Fort Worth, you know, like Latin. They liked steak. So I think it was a brand or a concept or a restaurant that I think they would embrace. And definitely, I mean, they've embraced it. You know, they love the open grill right in the middle of the restaurant. So yeah, I think it's a win-win for us, for the community. And, you know, we're so happy to be there in Fort Worth.
Well, they're happy to have you, I'm sure. So at Toro Toro Fort Worth, so all the Toro Toros are different. So can you tell us a little bit about what people will expect and what they'll see when they go to Toro Toro Fort Worth this year?
Right. Well, I mean, I think, like I said earlier, you know, obviously you have this great open kitchen, you know, right in the middle of the restaurant. So you see a lot of, you know, open flames, open fire, you know, with our wood burning grill, which is a standard of the Toro Toro brand that we'd like to have, you know, the wood burning grill. Also what you'll see there is what I like to say, it's Latin American cooking without borders. What does that mean is, you know, we'll, you know, pick ingredients and recipes and dishes from around South Central America. So there is no kind of specific, you know, region that we pull from, but it's just, you know, cooking without borders. So, you know, from our experiences throughout South and Central America, you know, you'll see dishes. You know, and another amazing thing is that, you know, you have the chifa element, which is, you know, the Chinese Peruvian. When Chinese came to Peru, I think after World War II, you know, they kind of embraced Peruvian cuisine, but also, you know, added their DNA into it and came up with chifa. You know, you also have Nikkei, which is, you know, the Japanese Peruvian, you know, Nobu, but, you know, Nobu spent a lot of time in Peru and, you know, so, you know, found how to interface these two cuisines and came up with this incredible cuisine called Nikkei, where it's Japanese and Peruvian. So again, you'll see all these different and amazing flavors from all these different cultures. So, you know, so we have a great collection of tequilas, mezcals. You know, all our, you know, beverage directors or bartenders are very well versed on tequilas and mezcal. So you can come in, sit at the bar and, you know, exchange, you know, ideas and, you know, walk you through these, you know, flights of tequilas, flights of mezcal. So, you know, very interactive, a lot of, you know, things going on in the restaurant.
So congratulations, you just won Best Brunch in Fort Worth Magazine. So, and your brunches are fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the brunch, because that's a new feature of Restaurant Week this year. People are going to be able to buy a ticket for brunch, not just lunch and dinner.
So typically, you know, we have these unlimited brunches where you come in and, you know, for one price, you know, you get to order unlimited, you know, small bites. And it's a great way to taste, you know, your way through our menu, because even the brunch menu is very representative of some of the dishes we have, you know, at nighttime or our lunch menu. So again, it's a great experience. You can also have bottomless cocktails. Again, you're experiencing cocktails of, you know, South America with, you know, spirits, you know, whether it's tequila, mezcal, or piscos, or, you know, a lot of other different, you know, spirits. But it's a great way to experience Toro, you know, with family and friends. Typically, sometimes, you know, we have live music. So it's a great way to spend your weekend, you know, with family and friends.
So we're lucky to have you and have some time with you on these webisodes. But wanted to ask you, for any of our listeners that might be an aspiring chef, what advice would you give someone in Dallas-Fort Worth if they're aspiring to be a chef?
You know, I mean, I always like to say, I mean, I think the first thing I always tell, you know, younger, you know, aspiring chefs is, you know, go work in a kitchen, you know, spend some time in a kitchen, you know, whether you're working for free or, you know, or working, you know, whatever station they put you in, but to really understand the dynamics. I think a lot of people don't understand, you know, it's an amazing industry, very exciting. You know, you get a, you know, immediate gratification because people get to taste what you create and they, you know, they like it right away. But it's also, you know, very long hours, you know, when most people are on vacation, you know, you're working because, you know, that's when our busiest time. So just, you know, really experience the industry before you, you know, jump into it. And then also, you know, what I always like to tell, you know, younger generations is, you know, embrace your heritage and embrace your culture. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, we fall in love with, you know, European cuisines, you know, with French cuisine, because it's like the mother cuisine because of all the techniques and, you know, everything that kind of evolved from, you know, French cuisine. But, you know, if you're Latin, yeah, I mean, use, you know, French techniques, but really embrace who you are, you know, because I think it's going to show in the food, because as young kids, you know, we grow up with our mothers, you know, cooking, and it's all home cooking. So it's really, you know, great food, great flavors, you know, prepared with love. And I think in order to be successful, you know, you really have to put a lot of passion and love into what you're doing to be successful. So that would be my number one recommendations. Really embrace who you are, you know, embrace your culture, and really do what, you know, what you've grown up eating and tasting.
Well, that's great advice. You've done very well. It's worked well for you. We wish you the best. You have some more openings you're embarking on, and we can't wait to see you back in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Thanks, Lisa. It's always a pleasure, you know, to do these things and share my experiences, you know, with people. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can motivate and, you know, let people, you know, aspire, dream. And, you know, I started with one restaurant, you know, 25 years ago. You know, today we have over 55. So it shows that, you know, everything is possible with love and passion.
Well, it is. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care. Bye-bye.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.